All right. Welcome, 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 everyone, everyone, everyone. Thank you so much for being in my space and time and our day. We're making some headway. This is awesome. Welcome to Project Review Q, the homesteading. And all of you who've sent in submittals, brilliant, brilliant. I'll start off with a couple messages that I worked on today and throughout the week with some success. The girls of Ballard, I've called all three of you, and we have a property we'd like to qualify. You qualify us as being benefactors and or fiduciaries in its energetics. And I did reach one of you today, and I'm thrilled to get you on a conference call this week so we can see if this is a good fit for all of your life goals and objectives. And I'm just thrilled to be able to find something that marries with people's passion. You know, to give somebody 75 acres and or assist in getting 75 acres back to our natural ownership, our God-given right to sustain life on our planet. And thank you so much for receiving me, the individual that I did get a hold of. I look forward to working with you next week. A Sweden translator, still working on that one. We're finding the legacy monarchies and how they work, whether it was East Coast of America or California and so forth. A lot of these monarchies gave land grants to the succession of countries, states, and so forth. And that's the case with Sweden, Finland, Denmark, Ireland, of course, UK. These monarchies gave land grants, of course, to control us. And that's why you have taxation. Clark County, I put a call into you. I'll keep your name withheld, but I will try again next week. If I'm not successful, maybe throughout the week, I'll try. I'll work hard at communicating with you. I did get your progress reports. Thank you so much. We really, really, really want to watch you in your process, because you're going to be more common than not in most cases experiences, because you live in a municipality and, you know, a very tight community where all the properties were sold in, say, quarter acres or less, within a city boundary line. And then the gentleman who sent in the Sacramento call, I would like to reach out to you. If you could send me your, do this, just resend the entire submittal, and could you attach a phone number to call you? I'd like permission to, and this is regarding Solano County. You're calling it Vallejo, California, and this was the conversation you had with BLM Sacramento via why am I submitting to Virginia, and the orientation and the original patent suggestion through the Mexican land grants and of course the Spanish monarchy grants. So go ahead and if you could resend, if you don't mind me and or one of the team members chatting with you, I'd like permission to air that conversation. But if you haven't asked permission, I want to be careful how we do that. And BLM guys are shockingly service oriented, aren't they? They're amazing. If you really can start talking the talk. Anyway, on this hour, still looking for banjo music. If anybody has some banjo music, a bitmap for banjo music, we need some banjo music for homesteading day, I think. Yeah. The other item before I start today, we're going to go through the four steps to patent land that is now uploaded on the banner for PRQ homesteading. We're going to go proof it today. And I'm going to read step one today so that you have a recording of it if my off-gridders are just listening to the radio. Love that. You'll have it in Foreverland on BBS Radio so that you can just re-listen to it again, write it down as I speak. And this is the very important step one in how we reteach ourselves how to have a loyal title. And so I'm going to read fairly slow, and it's going to be a little granular and a little dry, which is interesting for me. I'm doing my best to marry with this reality. But this is very important to, very passionate for the other beings, light beings that I work with, in that this is the first step to being free again, is our opinion and or giving you a good groundwork to move forward with you and your family and the succession of humanity. Before that, I have one PRQ team member who is starting to play with our understanding of these monarchies. And how did we get, so we'll just use North America as an example, to be a roadmap for us. But what we're finding is the succession before we were a country existed prior to identification of state, county, etc. But I didn't want to put him on the spot unless he's willing. And we have Christopher again here. And just tell me again, what is it you researched, just in summary, what did you research that could help these peoples?
So one of the callers called in about they're looking for land patents in or around the 13 counties, territories, and or Texas. BLM offices don't necessarily always have those documents. The limited research that I've done so far, I've come a lot to find that a lot of these documents are found in historical societies or the National Archives. And one of the things I found interesting that I came across was some of the land patents were not issued by the U.S. government. They were actually issued by the ruling monarchies, either England or Mexico or Spain. Haven't dove deep or too deep into those yet, but what I have found out about those land patents, since they preceded the United States government, they may or may not supersede the U.S. government patents that are existing right now. So I will be getting back to you guys on that one. Further research is needed. And yeah.
Thank you. Okay, so that's gives you a little bit of headway where we get to learn from you. So when you all turn over a rock, we want to keep this dialogue going. And that way we'll see where we fit in all the time, and then we can put wind in your sails. And then whether we end up being fiduciaries or give you spiritual help and energy, I assure you that we will push hard for you once we get involved. So thank you so much for your patience and understanding. So why don't we go today? Why don't we test out the uploads that the documents that are on BBS Radio? Thank you, BBS Radio. And so what I would encourage you to do, let's go ahead and use the this your machine again. Pains me to use it. We're going to use the machine. It's a very good communication tool if we could stop the aliens from destroying it, but okay, it's close. So go ahead and query BBS Radio. I'll have the clicking noise too. I love this. BBS Radio, and query BBS Radio Project Review with Q Homesteading. I believe that they may correct me while I'm talking. Let's see. Let's don't talk trash here. Review with Q Homesteading. Okay, so you should get the banner up. Thus, PRQ Homesteading with Q. Forgive me. So you can just do PRQ Homesteading with Q. And so drill into that. and use your query. But now, what's interesting about what we're doing here is there is some very, very interesting people in the world watching our success. Okay. So the more dialogue you can get on the radio, this is a way to validate our communication problems, to the hiccups in BLM, to our county. So you're basically creating case law for us when you have problems, as an example. You guys said we could do this. We're homesteaders. And now the county's saying I can't do it, as an example. So not to say that that's said. Anyway, when you go on to PRQ homesteading, incredible graphics, hence why we need banjo music to accompany it. One of the PRQ team members wants to, I don't know, maybe give a BA to the Pope on the backyard there, but I don't know. It's talk. Just kind of funny things behind the scenes. Anyway, go underneath the green Q emblem and you'll see click here for the PDF file on the steps to take. Okay, hit that baby, and that's where we're going to start today. So you're going to have all four steps to homesteading. This is for Kevin. Thank you. And eventually, we're going to put the PowerPoint together, and I'll show you an example that has been proven. I think we're up to 6 times, arguably 7, 8 times, putting it into foreclosure multiple times, and then we're defending ourselves in a county court system. So the county, you know, again, it's a little dry, it's a little granular, but you'll see that it's not a lot of work patenting the land, repatenting land, recreating succession. It's quite simple, as you've heard me say. It's more about the money mafia of your counties and et cetera. You have to get good and you have to get really honest with yourself that you know what you're saying, which is still easy. It is very easy. You just have to re-educate ourselves on what is retainment and succession of land. So here we go. We'll start with step one, and please, if you do not have computer access and you're just writing, you're just listening in, know that this is being recorded on BBS Radio. And if not, go ahead and write this down as I talk. But this has been the proven methodology, and I thank Mrs. Bennett for her incredible, incredible journey with me. Is my great love to her, as she's helped me amazingly. All right, step one. Definitions. Now, I've read this before on the air, but we weren't ready to publish the information. Sorry for some of the redundancy, repetitiveness. It means the world to me to have you free. Okay, step one. What? Question mark. Notice of acknowledgement, comma, delivery and acceptance of deed. Okay. What I'm really encouraging everybody to understand is, what is a notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and what is acceptance of a deed? Excuse me, and what is a deed? So that is tremendous homework for you right now. What is a deed? What is delivery and acceptance of a deed? And what is notice of acknowledgement? Very important, so that in the future you will always know. When someone comes on your land and says, you owe me money, I've already processed, recorded notice of acknowledgement, delivery, and acceptance of deed. Okay, next line item. Where? Question mark. This document is recorded, filed at the county auditor's recording office in the county your property is located at. Okay, so let me hold us there. What we're finding, depending on county and recording offices and auditors may share identifiers. Is that a fair statement?
Yes.
So an assessor and an auditor might have the same office, rare to see them individual because the scale or size of the county might be different. So in the bigger counties, you have a silo of just a recording clerk. And then you'll have to file both at the auditor's office or the assessor's office as well to cover yourself. Now, what we've taken this a step farther, and we file at the state's auditor and the governor. So we'll hit them all the way down to the county. And then, of course, you get it all notarized and have that for yourself. Always keep hard files. Never assume that the digitation cannot be ripped out of your computer. You must print document and make multiple copies, at a minimum three. All right, next line item, when? It is recorded, filed after you have obtained a certified copy of the deed you received when you purchased your property. Okay, so don't be alarmed by this statement. All you need is the deed that the last purchaser of the property assumed ownership, possession. All you need is a copy of that deed. And of course, that's public record. You can get it from the recorder's office, assessor's office, or so forth. Okay, next lineup. Now, maybe I should work a little harder on that one. When we work with a copy of a deed, the deed, you're saying it's not my name, I rent, the bank has partial deed, I have partial deed because I have a quick claim deed, a deed of trust, et cetera, et cetera. And we are working to list all the types of bank terms associated with deeds. And that's, of course, why we're careful on what we put out to you, because there's a lot of different bank terms recording assumed title. And the title insurance companies are really, really fond of them. And they are, for us, most of the real estate industry, we would assume, is conducting fraud on the United States of America and population, and many, many people around the world. So forgive me if I'm a little bouncy, but it's a lot of reading here that is not always clean for me, because the words are very alien and very foreign to me. I'm so sorry. Why is the next line? This document is used to acknowledge that the original deed from the purchase of your property has been delivered to you and that you accept this deed. You obtain a certified copy of that recorded deed from your county auditor's recording office. So you got to be careful here, because some auditors may have recording services clerks, and the assessor might be next door. You still have to treat them like they're one, even though they don't talk to each other and they could care less about each other's services. I'll read it one more time. This document is used to acknowledge that the original deed from the purchase of your property has been delivered to you and that you accept this deed. You obtain a certified copy of that recorded deed from your county's auditor's recording office, and it is the certified copy of your deed that you are accepting. All right, so this is probably the biggest pitfall section of when you file that you have to take great care of, because once you get a document from the auditor or recording office, assessor's office, you get that date stamped, and they usually do it automatically, but you got to be careful. You want that baby's date stamped so that when you go and get your color of title, you can date stamp it with your certification. So whether it's a JP or otherwise, the notary is going to want to see that date in most cases. So if you go to your bank, the notary is going to say, when did you get it? Where did you get it? And then that will make them a lot more comfortable that they can record that. And I'll read it. I'll read it again. Forgive me that if you are seeing this, you've already read through the document, I understand, but many people are just calling in around the world. The reason this is done is because you were given a color of title, deed for the real estate. See how tricky these words are? Real estate. You purchased that was only signed by the seller grantor. You did not sign this deed as purchaser grantee. So therefore, legally, you have not accepted this deed. So this is why these words are so tricky. Parentheses, color of title. So according to, and so we put the case law in there for, I should say, Ms. Bennett did, Health versus Farrar, and you can see in Texas, McCoy versus Lowry, Washington State, and Black's Law Dictionary. Oh, no, that's Washington, second edition, sorry, of Black's Law. Sixth edition is defined as that which is a semblance or appearance of title, but not title in fact or in law, because you're not representing the highest form of law is what that means. You now want to acknowledge and accept the deed to the real estate before you file your updated land patent, which is the legal title to your land. So again, when you pull your patent, that is your updated land patent and or succession and the highest form of title. The land patent is the only form of perfect title to land available in the United States. Your case law that you have right there for you is Wilcox versus Jackson, 38 PT, US. And I have yet to see any legacy case law overturned in federal court for any land patent. Not to say that I made it a living, but when we practiced, we've never found, if you could represent case law, Wilcox versus Jackson, you'll have all. We haven't found anyone that's been overturned. So that one's a very strong, there's a couple others in other states. Washington State has some strong ones. Texas absolutely has a ton of them. Midwest, tremendous amount of case law in there. And I'm so sorry so many people lost their farms not understanding succession. All right, next item, how? Question mark. You sign the document in front of a notary public and also before two witnesses over 21 and not related. When we did it, we took a photo with a newspaper in our hand, so you could have the date match, your photo match. So I do suggest you take a photo. I'm not a huge fan of doing photos, but we did do it that day, and it seemed to have a little more weight when we went to defend it. Note, the notary only witnesses your signature, not the signatures of your witnesses. I did the opposite. I had the notary witness the signatures of your witness, but you do not have to. If the legal description to your land is not already typed on the first page of this document, you add attachment A, which is your land description, and then record the document with the county auditor's recording office and request a certified copy of it. Okay, so this one's real tricky because your land description is defined by you. So are we patenting 160 acres or the 10,000 square foot patch of land you have within the land patent? So that's up to you, but you have to be real clear when you record the document with the county auditors and recorder's office and request a certified copy of it. The reason for that is they'll stamp it in. They're going to put a stamp on it, and they're going to verify that it was recorded. So forevermore, that's going to be your description. So obviously, you would probably want to have a good understanding of what was surveyed. Make sure that all the descriptors are in there. Even, and it's just fine to use the legacy ones that are maybe with the title and escrow companies and the legacy recording at the county, because then they've already approved it once. Now you're just duplicating the same process. And then the note at the bottom are, remember, all documents are always signed using a pen with blue ink. Ask your notary to do likewise. All documents to be recorded cannot have staples or grommets in them. And they do that so that they don't lose their authenticity. It is real important that you make duplicates, multiple copies, every step of the way here. And so it takes a little bit of organizational alignment. And that's why I'm constantly looking for paralegals that are excited about this work and really want to help and support as we potentially get you all set up with your own homesteading offices in all 50 states. And it's very exciting as well. The one item that is coming is right behind step one here. you can assume there'll be another document of what it looked like when we did it, and or the best case example we have. So I'm going to go ahead once we get through all the steps, maybe sooner than later, we're going to go ahead and populate what our most successful land patent looked like. And so that's what we're working on now. So you can see where the pitfalls may or may not come from. And you'll actually see how easy it is. And then, of course, the steps on how to cite people when they object. But I guarantee you, the counties have an obligation to record and assess your land. They'll always take a recording. Do not be scared of your counties. And if you do have problems, we want to hear about it. Call into the show and tell us about it, because there are resources that are listening all the time now to see our succession rate. They really want us to be successful. There not only is the military listening, many political opportunists, will say, that want to help us. Tremendous amount of following when you teach us any of the improvement measure opportunities, anything you come across that you think will help other people. Thank you so much for that recording from BLM, the beautiful person from Vallejo. That's just amazing. That just catapults our energy. Keep them coming. Just keep pushing information through us so that we can do something with it. We can hear about it and so forth. And then let me just check in with the team real quick. Is there anything I missed, by the way?
No, I was just going to – blue pen thing is very important.
Yeah. We have found a couple of hiccups. If you do not do blue pen and of course, copy it in blue pen, some of you have pulled land patents and are starting to defend yourself with the legacy land patents. Never, ever record – my suggestion – never, ever record with the county the original land patent. You make people do their homework. That is your best defense mechanism. You always have several copies of it, but you never let your adversary see how and what your position is. And I hate to be so staunch about this, because it doesn't feel right to have to defend yourself. And I'm very positive about this statement. When do we push back if we're not free on our own land? When do you just let everybody, do you just let the rich people, assumed rich people, just buy 1 million acres and we get to go beg for leftovers? When do we stop giving away all our land that's all ours on planet Earth? So, and that's what our passion is too, is we have a great, great pathway to freedom as humans, and we shouldn't have to leave our country. We should be able to do just fine and take our natural law in our own hands and do it with great grace and great care and great love. You are all Native Americans, dear ones, just because your identity has changed. Your spirit was a Native American, and prior to that, and prior to that, and thousands and thousands of years earlier, you were them too. You were Egyptian goddesses. You were Atlantean masters. You were all these people. And now the tyranny continues on in a different fashion, a different color. Your spirit is just jumping to and from different time-space continuums in different bodies. And that's my great passion, to keep explaining that on the next shows coming forward to the next few hours, is this is not a bad place to live if you would get more of your capabilities back, number one, not let people screw with your DNA, and three, just be free. And this is a water planet. Water planets are very difficult to hold down for a very long period of time because the water is so powerful. So I hope that helps today. Anyway, we got that done today, and I'm thrilled that we got that up on BBS. I might do Might do another rev of it in the future, but assume that I'm going to do 1, 2, 3, and 4, and we're going to backfill step one with your sample filing. And as more come forward, I'm not sure I have enough to do 50 states, but that would be my goal to show. I'll show you how each state did it, what the county's objections were. That's where we're going. So we're making a library, and you can see BBS Radio is so kind to record each show. So go ahead. We'll take some calls now. Thank you for bearing with the granularity of information. Please call in at 888-627-6008, and we will love to hear your calls. Let's focus on homesteading today, though, please. And at the last show of the day, we'll let everyone go nuts with any questions. So thank you so much. Very, very fun for me to get to be your spiritual test bed. Again, I purposely put a home in foreclosure 7 times. Yeah, I might have a little more horsepower and bravery and help, but I feel we have something that we can utilize because I'm not scared of anything here, and you shouldn't either. All right, caller from Wyoming, Sherry. Question, discuss land versus old certificates. Sherry from Wyoming. Wyoming, are you there?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you, Sherry. Thank you so much. What's the weather like in Wyoming today?
Oh, it's very warm.
Where are you about?
Yeah, it's about 90 degrees. I'm kind of at that towards Colorado.
Okay, cool.
State.
Cool.
So
my love to you, and thank you so much for calling in.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. I have went ahead and ordered a couple certificates and for some patents. The one for my home is different, but for this land that I would like to get from the county, they are coal certificates. They're land patents. They're the only patents for them, but they're coal certificates. Is there a difference in these?
Can you say the definition one more time? What was the term you used?
This says on the patent, it says coal, COAL certificate, but it says okay. From the general land office.
Okay, let's be careful now. Did you receive them from BLM, Bureau of Land Management?
I did. Certified copies, yes.
Okay, and so it's got the stamp on the back, and it has the gold embellishment or the press on the front, correct?
Yes, it does.
Okay, looks good. That was, in most cases, that would be the succession of what they're calling that homesteading group. So as we move west, there'd be one management factor to publish all the homesteads. That's what that means. That's the oldest one they have, though, correct?
Yes. Yes, it's the only one they have.
Okay, good.
Yeah, so it was dated 1886.
Yep, should be good. How many copies did you get?
I've got, this particular land is divided in half. One of the patents is 320 acres with two guys on it, and then the other section of the land is 160 acres. I got one copy of each one of those. I can get extra, but the land that I want itself is only 50 acres and then 70 acres. So it's not the whole patent because that comes actually in part of our town. I mean, it takes part of the town. We're a little town.
You don't want to own the grocery store, huh?
No, or people's homes or, you know, our street or anything like that.
Yeah, totally understand. Now, it's okay to patent the whole group. It's okay to patent the whole thing and then be a successor for just the land that you possess and or that you want to possess. So we're learning through you what might be the most efficient, because now if you do patent the 320 acres, you need in most cases, the rules were 160 acres per person and a family member. It was probably a relative or a friend. They patented them together so they could have filed the same patent time and have them split in half. Now, what's wrong with now going to your neighbor and saying, hey, I patented your land for you and you just need to file? And that's what we're playing with right now. So let's say you only are a successor of 50 acres, and then the other rest of the land is possessed by other people. You could give them a copy of that, and then they could file with you just like those two gentlemen did. You understand?
Yeah, I do understand what you're saying. These two particular ones I was talking about with the coal certificates is actually vacant land, and it goes across the town. My home is on the patent next to that land, so I wouldn't have any problem with my home one doing that for my neighbor. Can I do that many acreages? So if I can't find enough people, especially these two certificate ones, this is the county, has their name on it all over it. They took it. I don't know how they got it, but they say they own it. So
no, they don't. That's what I'm doing. No, they do not own it. I'm saying. And so that's now once you go file, if it were me, because I like a good fight face, I just can't stop myself. I'd patent the whole thing and go ahead and file it. And then stake it, of course, give your notice, your 60-day notice, and go ahead and see what happens. And it's not that you haven't done anything wrong. You are just representing the highest form of title, federal law. And now then we could talk about developing the land. Like, let's just put a mailbox on it and receive mail there and a story. It's all over. Make sense?
Yeah, that would be awesome. As long as I have the knowledge I need to, I have no problem getting into the fight.
Yeah.
I love it.
Yeah. It's not that we want one. You know, we want to do it with grace, but it is your land if you're the successor of a homestead. It's not the county is not any. Okay. What county is this again?
Converse.
That's right. Okay. So, the people listening are going to have fun with this. Okay. So if you want us to be fiduciaries in process, would you mind if I called you and saw when you make another advance? And so I can kind of observe you once in a while.
Oh, absolutely. I definitely need some guidance on this to make sure I'm doing, you know, everything correctly.
Okay. You go ahead and send an email in that says, I talked to you last week, and just put the Wyoming in there and that should be fine. Thanks a lot.
Okay. And I'd like to give you an update on BLM in Wyoming since you wanted some updates on BLM. So, you know, where my town itself is only 7,000 people, and of course the next town is 35 miles away any direction. But so I had to call to the next closest town to BLM. And I said, I have all the information you need. I got the patent number and everything you can find on your book. Can you just get me a certified copy? And he had no clue. So he said, I'll call you back. So he made a bunch of phone calls, called me back. So I've talked to everybody. And this brought into a conversation that we have no idea why we can't certify. So we're having discussions in our office about why we're not allowed to certify. And so I said, well, did you talk to the Capitol, to Cheyenne? And he didn't. So I contacted the BLM in Cheyenne, and I explained the situation again. I said, I have all the information that you need. I just need to know if you can certify the copy.
Okay, thanks for your calls. My apologies. We have to get to a lot of other people. Okay, so what we're going to do with that information is we'll go ahead, same as Virginia, thank you so much for your call. There'll be an individual who is going to shake that tree and clean that up, because it should be, yes, ma'am, I'm going to take care of you. Just come on down and pick up your patent. You shouldn't have any problems with documentation. So thank you so much for your call. Moving on to, let's see, I'm back up at Teresa from New York. questions original patent. The state reserved mineral rights. Ooh, I love this one. Teresa from New York. Please tell me you have an accent.
Yes, I'm here.
Hi, so you want to make fun?
Our, no fun? Our land
no
patents.
Fun?
There's a couple.
No fun today? Serious time, isn't it?
I want to save time for others.
Thank you.
There's a couple of us here in New York trying to get our land patents, and what we're finding is because there was so much salt mining, and this actual area is still in question with a Native American reservation here, still mm-hmm. trying to have some rights. So there's still court cases there. But so if I go ahead and secure the land patent, and the state is still thinking that they have mineral rights, if I move ahead and I work out of my home, but I intend to help others from here, and you know, which I think would draw their attention. My question is, should I do a PMA also to sort of protect the work that I'm doing if the land patent can't protect me enough? Because they could always go after me through the mineral rights sort of loophole.
Yeah, very good. Okay, so two great opportunities here. So you mentioned Native Americans. Can you explain Native American to you and or what rights they have to that land?
So as this area was being developed, this particular area stayed reserved as an
Is this up in Kingston by chance? Is it in the Kingston area by chance?
Upstate New York around Syracuse. We're in the Finger Lakes.
Okay, go ahead.
And so the reservation is still pursuing to have say over like the water and stuff like that. I don't understand the full cases actually. And the other lady that I'm working with, Janice, her family actually has some exposure with those people in regards to their lawsuits. So I know this is going to open up a lot, and which is going to be a positive. I think we can all connect and collaborate. So I am looking forward to that. I figure.
May I ask you a question?
Sure.
What court system is it? Is it county, state, or federal?
A county.
All right.
Good. I would say county, yes.
And the Native Americans are defending themselves as well?
They are in ways. So their reservation is nearby, and but their reservation used to be a little bit larger not too long ago. So they are still trying to pursue. They don't want to take the land back, so to speak. They just want to be a part of governing to bring the health back to the.
Okay. Let me hold you there. Do you mind if I answer your question while you're off the line? Is that okay? You can still hear me. Okay. So thank you for your call so much. That means the world to me. Please, Teresa from New York, go ahead and send in an email. Forgive the redundancy. I know you all email a lot. This keeps us current to the next advance. Go and email it. I talked to you on the radio last week, and then I'll call into you in the coming days and then get more one-on-one time with you so we can get the opportunities qualified and so forth. There are several Native American reservations that I have touched several times that are getting taxed from counties. And so I'm currently working with one reservation that will give us case law for all the natives. But hearing a claim in a county court is absolutely is just a waste of time when you're talking about a federal land patent. So teaching people how to defend themselves if they would like to participate in a county mercantile court is one of my passions too, and it's very easy. This is a federal land patent. You're in the wrong court. You'd have to sue me in a federal court. So that's my great passion for you all to get savvy at defending yourself if you do decide. For me, I just let somebody try and kick me off the land, which at that county level, and then I have them arrested. It's a lot easier than going to their courts. I'm not endorsing the way I do it. I'm saying that has been the easiest because sheriffs are the only ones who sign an oath to the United States Constitution. And I'll show everybody how to do it. I'm not endorsing picking a fight with the county sheriff's office. I'm just saying that we're federal, we're United States citizens, and we're using the Homestead Act, and we are supposed to be free in our country and never pay taxes. Thank you so much for your call. Jonah from BC, Canada. Update on navigating patents in BC. Nice to hear you, Jonah. So sorry I missed your call. Thank you so much.
You guys
love hearing you.
So far, I mean, I don't have property to go and actually land patent myself. So I've been trying to find people to do that with. And so far, I've hit a huge wall. And a lot of the homesteading here in British Columbia was only done through the Fraser Corridor. And most of it is mineral rights. Like 90% of the land has crown patents on it that only for like logging, mining, water rights, et cetera. So it's locked down pretty hard. Like they've eliminated all paths. You have to go through registry agents and so on. So I'm kind of just want to let people know that here in Canada and probably other Commonwealth countries, they've really buried it. So it's going to require a lot of effort, and the more people we can throw at it, the better it's going to get. So I just want to let everybody kind of know where we're at here in Canada, on the West Coast.
Yeah, the PRQ team, we were looking at Pender Island. There was a property that had pretty good volume of land retained. And I'll disagree with you in some respects. Didn't say it was fun work, but I feel we can process the paperwork in Canada in a way that proves succession of homesteading. But if
it can't be done. I'm just saying it's just there's a lot of headwind, I guess, is what I'm trying to say.
Absolutely. And why did they destroy my beautiful museum in Victoria?
We got to
get that baby back because they had true Native American carvings of what we're calling Bigfoot and so forth. And they just started disappearing. Okay. Thank you very much for that. I'm going to give that one I got to put that one on the back burner for a few more days, but I want this baby bad. British Columbia is very, very, very proper for all of us. It's just incredible. And I thank you so much for working with me, and I'm always cherish my conversations with you. Thank you. And I'll take the next caller. Thank you so much. All right. The reason BC, Canada is so, I'm so passionate about it is the legacy location of many of our, and so you're going to have a lot of passion for the areas from Vancouver Island, British Columbia, all the way to Australia. And so if you displaced the Pacific Ocean and called it land as an ancestor of that land, you traveled those lands. And obviously you can see the leftovers of Hawaii and so forth. Tahiti, Samoa, et cetera. Those were legacy large lands. Very, very passionate. The mermaid remembers. I was always in the north. And she was always in the South. And so it's a very long story. Chris from California, question, how does one not participate in the dark, maintain their highest and peace energy? Can't wait to hear. Please, what's going on in California?
Hello?
California. Hello, Chris from California.
Can you hear me? Oh, yeah. I'm on the phone. I can hear you.
I got you. Go ahead. Hello? What do you got? I got about 4 minutes.
Also, let you know, a couple of years ago, my wife and I, we got our land patent for our property up in Idlewild, and we got a land patent for our property down the hill from there. And what happened was, at one point in the process, we sent full notification to the sheriff in Riverside County to just inform him that we have a patent on this. We're working things out in communication with the CEO of the bank, and that he should not interfere in trying to, you know, get us out of our house and have it stolen. But what happened was, the day after that he got that lawful notification, my wife and I were arrested and put in jail. And so in this fight, so to speak, the hard part is, I know we're doing what's right, but it is difficult to stay in our peace energy and be operating in our highest excitement when we're basically being traumatized. It's obviously, Riverside's the third most corrupt sheriff's department in the country, behind LA and Chicago. So I guess that's my question.
Yeah, I lived there for 10 years. I'm very aware of it. Now, using the tools I'm creating for you is the solution in a more flowing, peaceful process. So once we get to that step, I think it'll be a lot easier. It's really about the sequence of events in which you defend yourself. And that's why I've been successful, and the PRQ team's been successful. It's a sequence of events, and the deputies are not educated, but the sheriff is. But you have to use the documentation that we've formatted through the federal government. And I'm so sorry that you went through that in that timeline. But I'm pretty sure I can clean this up and publish it in Riverside County as an example, and prove that if that happened and you did cite them, you could have had them arrested instead. I'm going to take a break real quick. Can you please, Chris, send me a message that I talked to you on the radio last week and include your phone number so I can call into you and talk about this. Is that okay?
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you, Chris. I'm going to move on to the next show. You guys, please, not gender specific. Rob from Burlington, I want to take your call. Robin from Michigan, I want to take your call. Anyway, just keep calling in. The next hour, we're just going to keep timelines open today because we've got so much to do. Got a couple timeline information for you, but then let's just keep doing some calls. I love it. Beautiful day to you. I'm going to take a quick break. Be back in a few minutes.